Stettler County Council is throwing its support behind a Women in Trades and Technology initiative. The decision was made during the February 27th council meeting. Careers, the Next Generation Foundation approached Stettler County about partnering to offer a Young Women in Trades and Technology workshop at the county operations shop. According to the request for decision, RFD, Careers is a not-for-profit foundation that was established in 1997 and brings together schools, industry, government, and community to aid youth towards successful careers. The Young Women-specific workshop is designed to break down barriers and give young women the opportunity and confidence to explore career options in non-traditional skilled trades and technology. Stettler County Director of Operations Greg Jackson noted that he has seen firsthand the success of the careers programs. He recounted a story to council about how a young woman cold-called requesting an interview. Jackson granted the request and noted that the youth left such an impression he got in touch with another manager and the two offered her a second interview, ultimately hiring her to a seasonal position as a grader operator. According to Jackson, after talking with the youth, it was determined that she had been through a previous careers program and had the confidence to show for it. "This is the product of these workshops," said Jackson. The workshop at the Stettler County Operations Shop will be held over 2 days. A full-day safety orientation will take place on April 22nd, and the workshop itself will occur on April 24th. "This is 100% go forward for me," said Cown. James Niborg, motioning to proceed with the workshop. The workshop will have room for 8 youths under the age of 21 who will participate in 4 different stations. Each station will allow the youths to be immersed in a skilled trade mentored by a female Stettler County Operations staff member. Costs for the workshop are around $3,400 for the full day. However, Jackson notes that Careers has applied for a grant which would hopefully cover the majority of the expense if approved. Cown. Niborg also asked about the opportunity to have youths work with county staff in the office setting. Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Yvette Cassidy noted that it is not something she would object to, but it is not something that staff currently has time to facilitate with the current number of projects on the go. Cassidy did note that she does regularly get told by municipal affairs that the experience in Stettler County's administration does need to get passed on and that it was something that could potentially be looked at in 2026. Hockey sponsorship. Stettler County has agreed to sponsor a U13 female hockey tournament to the amount of $1,000. According to the RFD, the funding request comes from the U13, a Stettler Storm hockey team, who both qualified and then were awarded to host the provincial tournament. "This is a good news story," said Cown. Justin Stevens, Stettler girls hockey punches above its weight. Stevens motioned to approve $500 funding for the event to come from the Community Investment Program. However, Reeve Larry Clark requested a friendly amendment to $1,000. "I would prefer $1,000, said Clark. "It's bringing a pile of people to the community." Stettler Seed Cleaning Plant. Council has agreed to fund the Stettler Seed Cleaning Plant with an addition, one-time top-up of $10,000 to assist with operating costs for 2025. The grant will be in addition to the $3,000 in support the county gives annually. "They're still running with a sizable debt they've taken on," said Niborg. Reeve Clark noted that the seed plant runs similar to a co-op. The more people that use it, the more viable it will become for the county. Stevens noted that he agreed with supporting the seed plant, but let the plant know not to bank on the grant again in 2026. Rising Stars Cattle Clinic. Stettler County Council has agreed to sponsor the Rising Stars Cattle Clinic in the amount of $1,000 at the recommendation of the Agricultural Services Board.